Today I want to talk about the self-fulfilling prophecy of impending economic apocalypse. Have you heard the latest message of doom? Did you listen to it and soak it all in? The recession we have all talked about is not over, and there are a lot of very bright people saying that it is about to get a whole lot worse. If you own, manage, or work for a company with under 500 employees, please pay attention. If you want to avoid economic apocalypse, I welcome you too. I have some words for you that I believe you really need to hear. I may not tell it just right, but I believe very strongly in what I'm going to share with you. The economy is what you make of it. I mean you as an individual, and I also mean you collectively. I know it may seem awkward for me to call intelligent humans pack animals, but let's face it, we live, work, and operate as a herd of sorts. We make good decisions in groups, and we make bad decisions in groups. Not so differently than a herd of gazelle, when we sense danger, we run. We run far, and we run fast. The things we envision, whether it is greener pastures on the horizon or a pride of lions sneaking up on us, each lead us to take actions as a group. Some of us lead, and some of us follow, but when the herd makes a move, it affects us all. Today, we see the lions in a large scale on the stock market, and we see them in smaller scales in our cities and small towns. It makes me question who is standing up for our herd and to our herd with a voice of reason and possibility. I mean the possibility to stop running and resume peaceful grazing, even in our somewhat wilted and dangerous prairie. Self-fulfilling prophecy observed. Whether you like this example or you despise it, it is relevant to today's market condition in America. An example of a self-fulfilling prophecy that recently occurred was in the ammunition market. Americans heard a rumor that due to political unrest, potential legislative changes, and supply prices, the cost of bullets would rise during the months of April and May 2011. What did gun owners do? We flocked to stores and bought up every bullet for every gun we own, and even guns we don't own. We heard the same thing about gold and silver. The rush on silver has skyrocketed the price of silver to astronomical highs, over $40. While gold has become precious enough that if you have any gold fillings in your teeth, you'd better sleep with your mouth closed. These are not good signs, people. They are signs of people collectively fearing economic collapse and chaos. Is this ridiculous or just nature? Actually, it's a good mix of both. It is what happens when nature becomes ridiculous, but yet it is nature after all. So it's actually very normal. When it becomes completely ridiculous and out of control is when a big enough section of the human herd runs scared and scares the whole bunch of us to run off a cliff. Politics, schmolitics, who cares? I don't want to introduce formal political ideology here because it's far beyond who did this or who said that. If I talk politics, a whole lot of you will love what I have to say. A whole lot of you will hate what I have to say. Many of you will hate me for the country I live in or the style of my hair. Let's face it, we each have a lot at stake, and we each have something to gain by working together. This running of the human herd, not just in my country, but worldwide, has come to a point of complete turmoil. It's like an economic terrorism with every participant being a little bit of a terrorist in their own way. The big question today is about how to calm the herd. How do we put things back in a comfortable place where we're not all scattering every time we hear another potential cause for alarm? This should matter above all others because it ultimately relates to our survival and the future of our society. That is not an alarmist speaking, but rather a number analyzing businessman with a very good view of the business environment. Sure, maybe some things are messed up. Maybe things will be different for a while. Should we really let speculation destroy us, or should we collectively change the speculation? I welcome your words, but don't answer with words alone. Learn to embrace the control you have and use it for action. Maybe the Mayans, Hopi, I Ching, Nostradamus, and other predictions and promotions of the 2012 phenomenon forecasting the end of humanity are spot on. If the end of the world is coming, wouldn't it be worse if it came and went, and the only result we saw was the loss of trust and friendship of every person around us because we were the gazelle who didn't stop the herd and talk to the one beside us and say, "Stop! Snap out of it! You're scarier to the herd than the lions!" Precautions are fine, but paranoia grows exponentially. Go ahead and buy a few non-perishable foods. Buy some more gold, silver, and ammunition. Heck, these are good things to have anyway. I have enough guns and ammunition to start my own war, and I don't have plans to stop eating anytime soon. Everybody has a certain level of security that makes them feel right. I've been just a touch on the extreme side of caution all of my life, so that's just normal for me. When precautions become so extreme and promoted widely that it scares the herd, it is worse for each and every one of us. Sure, there are websites currently projecting a 4,000 to 5,000 point drop in the stock market by summer 2011 when corporate reports come out. There are websites speculating the U.S. Federal Reserve will collapse, USA will come under martial law, and banks, utilities, grocery stores, and all other businesses will cease operations while the U.S. dollar implodes. I would not even begin to start listing all of the doomsday projections I've seen lately promoting such a flashpoint in the world's economy. Many of them are quite persuasive and well-researched, too. But is that what you really want to believe and hasten? If you really want to start living under those conditions, just start believing it, acting like it, and then we can collectively make that happen without fail. How can you slow the herd? This is where you have a chance to stop your running and make a stand. If you own a company, work for a company, or buy from a company, and we all do, you have the power of choice. Small businesses make up the lion's share of our economy. Small businesses, then, really do make up the herd, the masses, and the lions, the biggest segment of our economy, all at once. If you reach out to just one small business to make your purchases and you spread the word to do the same, we can collectively stop the running. If you own or manage one of those small businesses and you spread the word to other small business people and their employees to stand up and work together, we can make a monumental impact. When these things happen, we influence business and economy on all levels. If we all stop spending or keep spending fearfully, as if the economy is doomed to collapse, it really will. On the other hand, if we begin using our purchasing power wisely and grow the strength of small business, we have the power to slow the herd before more of them run off the cliff. Impending economic apocalypse in summary. There's a whole lot of gloom and doom, but there are also websites and people who say, we can prevent complete chaos before it hits a flashpoint. Yes, I mean this website, and I mean this person, and I'm not alone. You can call me crazy, and you can keep stuffing your dollars into a coffee can buried in your backyard and see how well that will work out for you. Maybe you think that I'm a radical on the side of positivity, and that you really don't hold the power that I suggested above. The fact is that if you keep neglecting small business, and if small businesses keep rolling over and letting fear win, fears will come true. You're right to think that you alone do not have the power to slow the herd and to help small business stop operating from fear. I don't either. No, I'm just a small businessman who listens to small business people every day. I have over 20 years of marketing experience, and I know how to spread the word about growing a business, but this time, I'm not just talking about a single company or a small handful of clients. I'm talking about standing up as a complete herd to stop the stampede of failure. I don't know it all, but what I know, without a doubt, is that if something important is promoted in a convincing way to enough people, an exponential growth happens. That exponential growth can happen for our benefit, or for our demise. We're the ones, each of us, who choose to grow a more productive and peaceful herd. The way I see it is that we each must choose one of two outcomes, but when we choose, we should be committed to that decision. The overall choices, as I view them, are as follows. A, we can all be cautious, keep running like gazelle from the lion in the prairie, and fulfill the prophecy of an economic doomsday. That is what you can expect when small business continues to operate with fear and stop making smart decisions about their future growth. B, we can form a pact to stop running scared and remind the others to stop, snap out of it. You're scarier to the herd than the lions. I cannot slow a herd with a few words from just one guy at a computer in Topeka, Kansas, USA. For that, my fellow herdsmen, I rely on you. I hope that you'll see the lions of economic failure as a real hazard, but that you will also see the value of not running from doom and beginning to prevent it. If you really want disaster, just for the drama, give yourself a moment of reflection about who will be here and who tried our best to benefit others. If you keep running and stop trying, we will no longer share in your misery, nor appreciate your words. We're the people who speak with our deeds and listen to yours. Yes, we are the people. That's how I see it. My name is Mark Aaron Murnahan, and I'm glad we had this chance to meet. I hope that you will share this with the herd beside you and to help stop the stampede. Please add your comments on my blog at awebguy.com and get to know me. How many people are in your email list? How many friends do you have on Facebook? How many people follow you on Twitter? Do you think that between the bunch of you and their friends that we could start fixing things for all our benefit? Well, I think so, and I hope you'll agree. Have a great day. Please add your comments to my blog, and I will look forward to getting to know you.